Greetings once again, my neighbors and friends. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Tuesday of the third week of Advent. Whew! Welcome to your Advent daily devotion. Today's devotion is called, excuse me with this, Twisted Boughs. Twisted Boughs. And our scripture for that interesting title of a devotion is Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 and 36. That's Matthew 9, 35 and 36. Let's settle in and hear these words of scripture. Whenever we listen to scripture, we ask the Holy Spirit to listen for us and with us and disclose meaning and interpretation to us. That's how the word becomes alive, living in the Spirit, just for you. I also add a little green tea to that process. Now I'm ready. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. May God bless the hearing of those words of Jesus. John Pavlovitz writes this: the word compassion used in the scripture above has its roots in the Greek word for bowels. The idea that we could be so moved by the suffering of others as to be internally altered to the point of sickness, to be twisted up inside. In other words, when we see others experiencing the low points of this life, grief, pain, injustice, loss, we too allow ourselves to become low and sit with them. This vicarious distress is at the heart of the birth narrative of Jesus. God seeing suffering and coming low to meet people in their sorrow. And it would be what marked Jesus' life and ministry. Jesus always sought proximity to people who were hurting or alone or in need. And he was always there grieving alongside them, tending to their wounds, making them feel seen. In this way, his was a low life, and his willingness to carry and embrace the heartache of others speaks to a glaring gap in our world, one that can only be filled with compassion. The sheer scale of suffering today can tend to overwhelm us, which is why compassion is in such great demand and why we need to practice empathy relentlessly. One of the greatest ways we can prepare is to keep our hearts soft, even though so many others have become hardened, and to not lose the desire nor the ability to be powerfully moved by the pain in our path. It is a fitting way to walk into this season of Advent, asking, where is the burden? What bothers me? What twists my bowels to the point of sickness? As we answer these questions and are willing to move in response, we perpetuate Jesus here. Today, see the suffering around you. and let yourself be twisted. We have some meditation and reflection questions for you today based on that devotion. One, given Jesus' hospitality to so many kinds of people, why do you think so many people still experience rejection and exclusion at the hands of professed Christians? Two, a closed door often comes with the death of something, a person, a plan you had, a dream you held, a future you envisioned. When and where have you faced a closed door? And what have you learned about yourself and about God in the process? And three, our desire to know and be known is so powerful. Talk or think about the strengths and the dangers of community. When it is healthy and how it becomes toxic. When has community been a source of healing, and when has it brought pain? And that concludes today's Advent devotional for you. Join us again tomorrow. Tomorrow's Middle Sabbath, Wednesday, halfway there to Sabbath. And as Barry Williams always reminds us, Sunday is a coming. But for today, let me leave you with our word for prayer, reflection, and meditation. One word: rejection.